This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A concert featuring projected 3D avatars of the Swedish band ABBA has become a bonanza for the east side of the British capital. The Guardian calls the ABBA Voyage show a, quote, dazzling retro-futurist extravaganza. It's been packing an arena in Stratford, East London, adding an estimated $420 million to the economy, even though the four ABBA folks aren't actually there. The BBC's Colin Patterson has more.
Hello, London! Voyage opened in May last year in a purpose-built arena, 2 minutes' walk from what was the 2012 Olympic Stadium. In the following 12 months, more than 1 million people saw the ABBA show, with a fifth coming from outside the UK. It brought in more than $400 million to the London economy, with around 40% of that total generated within a few kilometres of the venue, including some of the most deprived areas in the whole of Britain. ABBA's arena can be fully dismantled and rebuilt elsewhere. It found its current location with the help of the London Legacy Development Corporation, which was created to redevelop East London after the Olympics. Mark Camley is the Executive Director for Park Operations and Venues.
They were looking, with their wonderful new technology show, for an opportunity to launch it in London, and were looking at several sites, and we were able to find them a site on the park, which is spare at the moment because it will soon be housing. We're building out different areas over time, and this is one of the later areas that will get built out, but it will be a housing area with a new commercial centre as part of that, close to Pudding Mill Lane station.
And how long are you really expecting ABBA to be there?
We're in constant discussion with them about how long they would like to stay, and I think we are delighted with how well it has gone. But recognise that actually building housing is also important for London. So, but while they're here, we all want to enjoy it.
Walking through an empty house, tears in my
eyes. ABBA have sung about empty houses, but it's these new houses which will eventually force them to move.
This is goodbye. Knowing me, you know.
Their current lease ends in 3 years.
There is nothing we can.
But the band will hope that these new figures will increase the chances of it being renewed. In the meantime, the show goes on. In the UK, I'm the BBC's Colin Patterson for Marketplace.